Boeing's Dreamliners may see their long-range wings clipped temporarily. Spokane sues to keep its tower open. And AEA announces Member of the Year awards. This is Aero News for Thursday, March 28, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. One of the appeals of the 787 Dreamliner was its ability to travel long distances over oceans with just two engines, its extended-range twin-engine operational performance, or ETOPS. But as the plane maker works to certify a new battery system, word comes from the FAA that they may limit the ETOPS range of the airplane, at least temporarily. Airwise reports that Seattle aviation analyst Scott Hamilton said that if the FAA limits the Dreamliner to overland flights, it would be a, quote, very damaging blow, end quote, to the program. The Liam analyst said that not allowing the airplane to fly over water would, again quoting, undermine the business case for the airplane, end quote. Another option, reportedly under consideration, would be to limit the airplane's flight time over water to 2 hours. A source in Japan said that it would be, quote, completely within expectations, end quote, for the FAA to place a limit on ETOPS, which would cause Japanese operators to fly less direct routes and lose efficiency. The FAA said it was too early to say if the ETOPS certification would be canceled, modified, or simply left alone. The agency said through a spokesperson that they would be in a better position to answer that question after the battery testing is complete. But limiting the ETOPS would mean that routes like Boston to Tokyo would not be in the airplane's range, and the return to full, long-range ETOPS flights would likely be an incremental process. Saying the FAA failed to exercise its legal obligation to assess the risk to safety that might be caused by the shutdown of air traffic control operations, the Spokane-Washington Airport Board has filed suit to stop the closing of the tower at the city's Phelps Field. The suit was filed Monday, March 25th, in the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, reports Bloomberg. Phelps Field is a reliever facility for Spokane International Airport. With 52,000 takeoffs and landings annually, it fell just under the average of 54,000 operations, where the FAA drew their line in the sand when determining its budget-cutting tower closures. In a March 22nd letter to FAA Administrator Michael Huerta, the board asked that he delay the closure while the court reviews its petition. However, if Huerta declines, Larry Crowther, the chief executive officer of the airport board, said, quote, "We will ask the court for a temporary restraining order," end quote. The letter argues that the FAA's own policies require it to, quote, "assess the risks associated with significant changes to air traffic procedures before any change is implemented, and which the FAA has entirely failed to apply in this action," end quote. The safety review is among legal obligations which the suit says, quote, "are not excused by the sequestration legislation," according to the letter. Kent McIntyre of Bevan Rabel Inc. in Wichita, Kansas, is the 2013 Member of the Year for the Aircraft Electronics Association, while top honors in the Associate Member of the Year Award category went to Sandia Aerospace of Albuquerque, New Mexico, during ceremonies at the AEA's annual awards luncheon on March 27th. Each year, during the AEA International Convention and Trade Show, two prestigious awards are presented at the AEA Awards Luncheon: the AEA Member of the Year, which honors an individual from an AEA regular member company, and the AEA Associate Member of the Year, which honors a company that is an associate member. The winners of each award are voted on by their peers for their service and participation in the industry and in the association. Earlier, the AEA bestowed its most prestigious award, the Lifetime Achievement Award, upon Dan Derby, formerly of Atlantic Aero. Derby enjoyed a 32-year career with Atlantic Aero and was recognized by the AEA board for his countless hours of volunteerism for the association, including his service as a member of the AEA Board of Directors, eventually becoming vice chair of the board, serving as a board member of the AEA Educational Foundation and promoting and funding the scholarship program, and serving as chair of the AEA Strategic Planning Committee. He was also named the 2001 AEA Member of the Year. Well, as you know by now, new product introductions have been coming fast and furious in Las Vegas, and when Aero News continues, we'll highlight a few of those. Aerosonic's new Oasis standby display is a welcome sight to aviators everywhere. Stop by booth number 339 or check us out on the web at aerosonic.com and find out why your search is over once you find an Oasis.
The True Blue Power TSA 35 series emergency power supply features lithium iron phosphate technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Reliable communications are paramount for flight safety. ICG's Iridium-based flight deck systems support current and emerging data link messaging while also providing global satellite voice services. Contact ICG to learn about our cost-effective flight deck solutions. Welcome back to Aero News for Thursday, March 28th. I'm Glenn Moyer. As we noted before the break, new product introductions are being rolled out at a steady pace at the AEA convention in Las Vegas. Here are some of the headlines. Universal Avionics announced its new Flight Assure extended warranty program. DAC International, a Greenwich Aero Group company, has received certification for its GDC-64 tablet to aircraft interface unit on the Bombardier-8 aircraft. Both Avidyne and Free Flight Systems have announced their support for and participation in the industry standardization effort for the ADS-B Capstone Data Interface Protocol for the display of traffic and weather services. Flight Display Systems has introduced the innovative Jet Jukebox Wi-Fi media streaming system that allows passengers to watch videos, listen to music, view photos, share files, and even watch worldwide moving maps on smartphones, tablets, or laptop computers. Garmin has introduced the GTS 825 Traffic Advisory System, or TAS, and the GTS 855 Traffic Alert and Collision Avoidance System, TCAS-1, offering improved performance with 40 and 80 nautical miles of interrogation range, respectively. And Free Flight Systems has introduced its Ranger RX dual-band ADS-B receiver for simultaneous reception of 1090 and 978 MHz ADS-B traffic data and 978 MHz ADS-BN flight information service broadcast weather data. Of course, that just scratches the surface of the new product introductions. For all of the details of the avionics news pouring forth from the AEA convention, simply log on to our website at www.aero-news.net. And when Aero News returns, X-Corps Aerospace says it's changing the space game. Brazil to host the 21st World Hot Air Balloon Championships in 2014, and stuck in the middle with nowhere to go. The Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics delivers unique reliability and safety features to GA pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Ultra Electronics Flight Line Systems presents the Oracle, offering intelligent power management for single and twin piston engine aircraft and soon to be available in fixed wing turbine and rotorcraft versions. Visit www.ultra-oracle.com for more information. Aero News continues now for Thursday, March 28th. I'm Glenn Moyer. X-Corps Aerospace says it has completed a first in aviation and space history, the firing of a full piston-pump-powered rocket engine. This breakthrough is the foundation for fully reusable spacecraft that can fly multiple times per day, every day. The company says it is a game-changing technology that has the power to fundamentally alter the way we as a society view, visit, and utilize the abundant resources around our planet and in our solar system. X-Corps says this is the culmination of a 12-year program to develop this unique technology. The kerosene piston pump has been successfully flight-proven during its testing on the X-Racer aircraft, and the next test series will see the pump tested on the Lynx Mark I suborbital vehicle. Following discussions that were termed long, difficult, and tiresome, the International Ballooning Commission of the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale has announced that the 21st World Hot Air Balloon Championship will indeed be hosted by San Carlos, Brazil in 2014. Those discussions were held during the Ballooning Commission's annual plenary meeting held March 22nd and 23rd in Rio de Janeiro. The announcement reverses an earlier decision when the commission reopened the bidding process to find a host site for the championship event after the Brazilian organizers missed a December 15, 2012 deadline to confirm arrangements for the free transportation of European entrance aircraft. At that time, it was thought that the championships would move to a host site in Western Europe instead. The FAI's announcement of March 27th says only that the issue was resolved, quote, to the satisfaction of a majority of the delegates present. Competitors may now confidently start their preparations, end quote. Regarding the financial issue in question, the statement says, quote, detailed information regarding the free transportation of the 70 balloons in 2014 has been promised to become available sometime during the year, end quote. The Hot Air Balloon World Championships are held every 2 years. The last was in 2012, and the host site was Battle Creek, Michigan. U.S. pilot Nick Donner won the title, narrowly defeating another U.S. pilot, two-time world champion John Petron. Despite that narrow loss, Petron remains the number one ranked pilot in the world, according to the world ranking list released by the Ballooning Commission in February. Two Southwest Airlines pilots find themselves in a sticky situation for the second time in a few months, now that the FAA has cited them for getting stuck in the mud after veering off a runway. The website MyCentralJersey.com relays a report from Newsday saying the FAA has cited the pair for showing, quote, poor cockpit resource management, end quote, by failing to obtain clearance from air traffic control before exiting the runway and entering a taxiway. The Tampa, Florida-bound plane missed the taxiway and wound up stuck. The incident occurred at MacArthur Airport in Ronkonkoma, New York, on December 27, 2012. No one was injured. Both pilots tested zero in breathalyzer test, but have been placed in a safety program described as a safety partnership between the FAA and the airlines. Both pilots continue to fly for Southwest. You know, it's often in my nature to offer some form of comment on our final story of the day, but in this case, anything I might say might be misjudged as just old-fashioned mudslinging. Goodness knows, I would never want to do that. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.